Mic check 1212. What's cracking, y'all? This is your boy Stay Fresh JF. Y'all know who this is talking to you right here, right now. What's popping? Y'all are back in the Low End Theory, man. Yo, so you know, I've been blowing up the last few days, man, of everybody telling me about this crazy Soulja Boy shit. And to be honest with you, man, I played back the last podcast that I did, man, and I neglected to even mention it, you know what I mean, moving forward with the entire thing. So, yo, I would feel like a complete idiot if I did not address the Soulja Boy shit that's going on right now, because it's breaking the internet. Every time I log on to something, I keep seeing another meme, I keep seeing another parody, you know what I mean, some other, you know what I mean, thing that has me in stitches while I'm, you know, while this entire thing is playing out in front of me. So, yo, first things first, Soulja Boy's funny as shit. That's first off. That's first and foremost. But you know what I mean? At face value, of course, duh. Everybody knows that it's funny. We get it. You know what I mean? That's the entire thing behind it. But I think on a little bit deeper than that, right? Not to just jump right into it, but I feel like I should just jump right into it. The shit that he's doing is really showing his resolve. It's like, yo, this dude is a marketing genius. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we really can't say that enough. Because granted, okay, cool. Let's really take his music, for example, right? His music is trash. I'm just going to be real. Like, I'm not going to fake and be like, you know, because he's popping right now from a media perspective that his music is dope. No, his music is still trash. Anybody that tells you that they themselves ride around listening to Soulja Boy is a lying sack of shit. They need to knock it off. Cut the jokes out. Stop smoking, you know what I mean? Stop smoking dope, because it's not doing your brain no good. I'm going to be honest with you. Soulja Boy's his music is garbage. But what I have to respect is his acumen, his business acumen. And I got to respect the fact that this dude has been in the game for 10 years plus doing the exact same thing, but somehow wiggling his way through and still swimming, like still putting his head above water and making millions on millions of dollars. People eat this shit up. It's hilarious. This shit is hilarious to me. Like, but I tell you what I really did think wasn't so funny, but, and you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna get into that a little bit, you know what I mean, a little bit later, but for right now I want to really break down what's going on. So it's Breakfast Club interview. Shit got like 3 million views in one day. It's ridiculous what's going on, but I really listened to it, and to be honest with you, what I felt like was some true shit that he was saying, 100%, that it's indisputable. You can't dispute what he's saying. A lot of these little rappers, a lot of these little dudes who are finding success doing a bunch of dumb shit, doing a bunch of nonsense. To me, what I think is nonsense, and it makes our culture look stupid. Yeah, like they owe him about 5% percentage. I agree with that. There was no model going into the digital age. No one knew what the fuck Napster was gonna do to their record sales. No one knew what the digital revolution was, you know what I mean, how that was gonna take an impact on record sales and what that was gonna mean moving forward in terms of marketing and publicity and all that shit. No one knew what any of that was. The first artist that really benefited from that shit was Soulja Boy. Let's be real. Matter of fact, wasn't his first album called SouljaBoyTellHim.com? Yeah, let's be real about it. If we're gonna talk about it, let's talk about it. You know what I mean? If we're gonna talk about it, let's talk about it. Yeah, they owe him about 5%. The trolling, you know what I mean? All of this trolling shit that's going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, the word itself is starting to irk the shit out of me. Like, you know what I mean? The word troll itself is starting to irk the living fuck out of me. Because really what you're doing is being an asshole for the sake of getting views. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, then why wouldn't any and everybody just be assholes? Which, to tell you the truth, I mean, when I plug into media, I see a lot of people being assholes. So, I don't know. Some are bigger assholes than others, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go on a tangent about assholes because that's kind of gross. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. The point that I'm making is that the troll culture is wilding. It's like, yo, when is that ever going to be enough? Or does anybody that really thinks that objectively about it, are they themselves being an asshole? I don't know. It's interesting. It's a wild perspective to have. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go over your head. I'm just trying to, you know what I mean, say my piece about it. So but anyway, what other things did he say in the Breakfast Club interview that I really felt like was worth touching on? Like, you know what I mean, a few of the things, like, you know, him putting people on. I think he just comes from that culture, you know what I'm saying? But to be honest, that's a fact. He did put a lot of people on, like, you know what I'm saying? From shit, what the famous Dex is, or standing next to, I don't want to say that he put people on, because to put somebody on is a way different thing. Like, you giving someone a real opportunity to stand on the platform that you yourself made. That's giving somebody, that's putting somebody on. Like Jay-Z putting on J. Cole, you know what I'm saying, with the Star Is Born video. That's putting somebody on. Like, you know what I mean? Standing next to somebody in the video ain't really putting somebody on. But collaborating and, you know what I'm saying, being creative with one another and really, you know what I'm saying, finding a creative note that you both are hitting, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, I guess can be considered, it's a way of putting somebody on, but I wouldn't go so far as to say that you're actually putting a person on because you're standing next to them. It's sort of like, nah, that's a beneficial look for the both of you. Like, you know what I'm saying? People don't think you too bougie or that you too high and mighty to come down to, you know, to rock with a new and developing artist. And that new and developing artist has the opportunity to stand next to somebody who's credible, who has a name, who has, you know, found some semblance of success. So, you know what I mean? It's mutually beneficial for people to do that every now and then. You know what I mean? And if you hear that in the background, that's my baby Akira. That's my dog right there. She literally, like, not like a girl. Like, that's my dog. Like, she's in the background wilding out. Anyway, yeah, Soulja Boy, Big Draco. So, I mean, he comes from the culture of rocking with new artists. I mean, that's just what people in Atlanta do. And to be honest with you, that's how Atlanta has, you know what I'm saying, maintained their level in the game, their level of dominance in the game right now. Is just they've been putting people on almost seamlessly because they don't have a problem with being like, okay, cool, this dude makes dope music, you know. I believe in the vision that he or she has for herself or herself, so I'm gonna go ahead and rock with him. There's nothing wrong with that. To me, there's nothing wrong with that, and as a matter of fact, it's commendable. I rock with it, you know what I mean, because it makes our culture look dope. That's the best part of our culture, you know what I'm saying, when shit like that really starts to develop and you have a, you know, a space for that in a culture. That's dope. But you know what I mean, what I thought was corny, what I thought was whack, was while he's, and before I even get into that, I don't even want to get into that. Also, what I was I know y'all about to kill me. What I really did rock with and 100% felt the need to address was that Kanye rant that he sort of went on. I don't even like the word rant. Like, what is a rant? No, he's speaking his truth, and he's speaking, to be honest with you, what I myself consider to be a universal truth is that Kanye is on some sideways stupid shit right now. Like, let's be real. Kanye, now let's not construe that to say that I don't think Kanye West is you know, not one of my heroes, because he absolutely is. That's not to say that I don't feel like Kanye West can't, you know, produce another body of work that can be received as a classic. I don't want to say that either, because that would be me not saying what I think is real. Kanye West is absolutely a genius. Kanye West is one of the best hip-hop producers of all time. Kanye West has shit arguably 4 albums in his discography that can be considered hip-hop classics. Not too many people, regardless of whatever genre, can say that, you know what I mean? So that being the case, I have to take into consideration those things, you know what I mean? But to say that his last album was some, I don't want to go far as to say it was some shit, because it wasn't some shit. It just wasn't Kanye to me, you know what I mean? Did I even rock with The Life of Pablo? If I were to say yes, I'd be lying to you. You know what I'm saying? So Kanye West, I honestly feel like some of the silly ass shit that he's doing right now has to be addressed. Like, the whole, of course, you know what I mean, the Trump shit, that has to be cut out. You gotta knock that shit off. Was I the biggest fan of the Yeezy Season fashion collection? Not necessarily, nah. I mean, I sort of got where he was coming from with the aesthetic, but did I feel like some of that shit should have been priced at certain pricing points? No. And I agree with Soulja Boy on that point. You know what I mean? You said my man was in the media doing a lot of cap ass shit, and I gotta agree with that. You know what I mean? Him, the back and forth shit between him and Drake was silly. I mean, come on, man. I just feel like some of us have to be the media police, because a lot of this shit is getting way out of hand and it has to be addressed. So, you know what I mean? I agreed with Soulja on that point. But I did want to talk more, a little bit more about, you know, what I thought was corny about this whole thing. What I just think, you know, certain elements of the culture that's just whack. Like, dog, don't do that. Like, bro, you got to leave that type shit alone. Yo, him and Famous Dex going back and forth on Instagram, and me seeing how people are responding to that. Like, some people are saying that this shit, oh yeah, that's why we love Soulja Boy, and then other people saying, dog, nah, that's, you know, we can't rock with that. That's, you know what I mean? I agree with those people, cause that shit is whack. Like, you know what I mean? Let's be real. Let's be 100% honest about that. About that situation. Me, honestly, from a fan's perspective, not feeling it. You know what I mean? Two dudes who should be more concerned about, you know, securing bags so they can feed their family, rather than getting on Instagram and being assholes. You're like, you know what I mean? Screaming back and forth. Like, come on, cuz. Like, come on, man. Knock that corny shit off. Like, leave that alone, B. And anybody who endorses that, and then when they mess around and go to prison, or somebody gets shot and killed, or, you know what I mean, somebody gets shot at, and, you know what I mean, the same people that are perpetrating that are perpetuating that type of, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Knock that off, man. Knock that off, B. Like, it's no space in the culture for corny shit like that. Like, if you as two grown men got issues with each other, and obviously y'all know how to get in contact with each other, because, you know what I mean, you butted your, Dex butted his way in the Soulja Boy's, you know what I mean, Facebook Live or Instagram Live. So, you know how to get in contact with him. That's the point of it. You know what I mean? And y'all going back and forth is whack, because what that does is, people who really don't know the difference between entertainment and real life shit, they're going to look at shit like that and be like, oh, word. I mean, they did it, so what's the difference? Then you're encouraging people not to give a fuck. You know what I mean? You're encouraging people not to give a fuck. And that's not cool, man. That's not cool at all. I would never want to stand next to that. Because, and then also to take things a little, you know, be a little bit further than that. You know, all of these business ventures that, you know what I mean, I agree with Soulja with. You know what I mean? Like, yo, he's a young black entrepreneur getting millions. Do your thing, B. Like, yo, I will rock with that 100%. I will never be against a young dude getting his money and providing for himself and his family and moving up and all that cool shit. That's what's up. But, you know, on another level, for a dude to, you know what I mean, you screaming back and forth like two dudes, and like, you claiming bombing and hoods and all that. Like, come on, man. Like, knock it off. Knock it off immediately. But not to dwell on that, you know what I mean? Not to dwell on that. I said my piece about it, you know what I mean? But back to the positivity. My man is, he's pushing video games and shit. Like, yo, this man has a console. Like, yo, somebody got to get your Uncle Soulja Boy off of the web before he breaks it and gets himself indicted for some stupid shit. Because, yo, this just hilarious. And in the middle of all of this, I'm waiting on the music. I'm waiting on the music, man. I'm waiting to hear a Soulja Boy record. Because I think the last joint that I really, you know, plugged into and listened to was that that Nigga We Made It joint with him and Drake. But other than that, I really haven't heard a Soulja Boy record that I would be like, yeah, 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 cut that joint up. Like, yeah, that's the shit right there. I'm rocking with that. Yeah, man. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't seen it yet. But the antics, man, the antics are hilarious. The antics are hilarious. But to rewind it, to rewind the tape for a little bit, right? What I when I was a kid, man, coming up, the name Soulja Boy, tell him, just used to irk me, because I was one of those dudes that prided themselves on being a purist of the art. Like, you know what I mean? And as I grew and I matured and I understood other things about the culture, I got it. Like, I started to understand, like, you know what I mean? No, we need Soulja Boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? We need the MC Hammers. We need the Fresh Princes. We need the Tigers. Like, you know what I'm saying? We need those type of artists that sort of take the seriousness away from what can be considered as a beautiful form of expression that people use when they feel stifled, you know what I mean, verbally. So We need those type of artists. You know what I mean? We need that type of energy. But we don't need those artists to be taken seriously. Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't need those artists to be seriously taken serious. But, and I think we, some of us do, some of us don't. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's all entertainment, right? But what's funny to me, man, is that when I was a kid, I'd be like, man, that nigga did kill hip-hop, man. Like, he's like, man, and listening to how he digested that entire, you know what I mean? He heard that type of talk, people that was talking that type of talk, you know what I mean? He said, oh, man, I kill hip-hop. But a lot of these dudes got to owe, you know, they owe my career for what they, you know what I mean, for what they're doing right now. There was no blueprint for it. You know what I mean? Now you gotta have an Instagram. Now you gotta have a Twitter account. Now you gotta be on Snapchat like DJ Khaled. Now you gotta do all of that shit, like, right? So, and in me listening to that, I was like, wow. Like, yo, I can't disagree with this man. Like, yo, like, he is a legend. He's a legend for that. And if you denying it, you is a hater. You gotta knock the shit off, for real. I'm not gonna be considered a hater, but at the time, was he particularly my cup of tea? Hell nah. He still ain't. I still think he's a clown. You know what I mean? I still think Soulja's a clown. But I respect the clown. You know what I'm saying? He's a clown to be respected. And that's the point. You know what I mean? That is the point. You gotta respect certain clowns, B. Because they proved a lot of people wrong. You know what I mean? They said Crank That wouldn't be followed up. He followed it up with a bunch of shit. Kiss Me Through the Phone. She Got a Dunk. Shit, I mean, there's the list goes on and on, like, you know what I mean? Pretty Boy Swag, he got all kind of shit. It's songs that, to this day, if somebody turned them shits on, I'd be like, dog, turn that bullshit off. I'm not gonna jump on the bandwagon like that. No, I still think his music is trash. I said it before. But they went platinum. People were streaming them. People was listening to them. People was downloading them. People made ringtones out of them. So he's a clown to be respected. You know what I'm saying? He's a clown to be respected, B. You gotta respect the tomfoolery. You got to. You know what I mean? So, yo, I'm gonna end it with, somebody gotta get Uncle Soulja Boy the hell off of the line before he mess around and get himself locked up. But until then, if I see another interview, I'm clicking it. I wanna see what he talk about. I definitely wanna see what he talk about, cause the shit is hilarious to me, man. Shit is hilarious. Yeah, man, that's it, man. I wasn't gonna take up too much of y'all time. I just had to get my quick reaction and quick thoughts to, you know what I mean, what's going on in the culture right now with this boy Soulja Boy, Big Draco, you know what I mean. Until then, y'all holler at your boy. This is another episode of the Low End Theory. I'm your host, Stay Fresh JF. Holler at your boy on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat, all of the above. I'll be sure to holler back at you. Peace, peace, peace. Y'all love, love life. Holler at me. I'm out.